So all the blessings of Meher Baba will be now on him, not on you. That's how we figure out human beings, you know. Well, I have come now to Meher Baba, it's better that now we should go also to the masters of the five perfect masters. We'll gather all the blessings from different quarters, you see. And we ourselves carry with all the blessings and go back. And in the process, it's just like, you see, a funny story that has been repeated time and again over here. Somebody was asked, you know, we have a sort of a chalice-like thing which has two cups, and in the center there is the stand of the chalice is also a cup in itself. So a youngster was sent out, an innocent person, a teenager, was sent out by his mother to buy sugar and get milk also for the tea, afternoon tea. So he goes to the shopkeeper and he buys sugar first. And says, well, how will you take it? Have you brought anything? At the time there were no plastic bags or anything. So he says, yeah, here it is. Fill it. So he fills the amount that, of sugar that is needed. Then he goes with that, you see, to the milkman, dairy man. And says, you have brought anything, any vessel to get sugar, get your milk in? He says, yeah, I've got this. But there is sugar there. So he turned it upside down. And says, oh, the sugar fell down. The man poured the milk there and then he realizes the sugar has fallen down. So he turns it, he is not trying to save the sugar. The balance is nil. So that's how Baba would always ask us, don't go from house to house begging and seeking blessing. In the long run, the balance will be nil. Stick to some one house, whichever it be, and try to draw as many blessings as you want from one house. You are aware of that story about the scorpion sting? There was a person here who lived with Baba, with us, by name Gustaji. He had his older brother by name Homi. And Baba shifted his place from Mehrabad to a distance of 30 miles from here. It's on the river bank. It's called Toka. It abounds with scorpions and snakes and cobras and all that sort of thing. It's still there, the place is there. Now this Homi was also with Baba because of his younger brother Gustaji, who was with Baba, but Homi came later on through his brother. But one thing Homi had, one little gift was that he could chant something and the scorpion sting, the pain of scorpion sting would subside. So whenever the villagers would come here at Mehrabad with scorpion stings and all that, the villager was directed to go to Homi. Well, instead of going to the clinic, there was a free dispensary at that time, but the dispensary could do nothing with the scorpion stings. So you go to that man who will alleviate your pain. So you would go there and chant some mantras and says, bang your feet and this and that and whatever he would do, I don't know. So that's how it was. So when we shifted to, Baba shifted to Toka, what happened was, the place abounded with scorpions and all that, and many people would come, and that's how they would get relief from them. One day it so happened that Homi himself was stung by a scorpion. The man who would give relief was himself stung by the scorpion. And at the time all the mandali used to live in one room, dormitory-like. There was no such thing as living room or any kind of stuff. So they would just sleep like that, and they were there in a room. So when one is in pain, all others cannot have rest, and he would shout out, oh Baba, oh Sai Baba, oh Upasani Maharaj, oh Baba Jan, and all these chants would come and all that. So whole night, all those who were inside the room kept awake. They couldn't sleep with all his howling. And as usual, in the morning Baba came. He did not come because he was still in pain. He was lying there and shouting. And so as usual, Baba would ask, that was his routine. Did you sleep? Did you sleep? And each one said, no Baba, we couldn't sleep. What's the matter? Why did you not sleep? That Homi created such a ruckus, you see, all the time. He was shouting out the names and he was in pain. What happened? The scorpion stung him. Scorpion stung him and he couldn't do anything. Because he used to give relief to others, why could he not give relief to him? Call him, where is he? See, he comes limping, you see. And he blurts out his woes to Baba and blames Baba. He says, how many times I called out your name and still the pain is there, and why did you not come to my rescue and all this? I did want to come to your rescue. I heard you calling me out. But at the same time you used to call out, oh Sai Baba, oh Babaja. As we were in a conference last night, and we were having a very heavy session that night. And I was presiding, and I heard your call. I got up in spite of it to come to your relief. But unfortunately, as soon as I started going towards you, you called out Upasni Maharaj. So I said, oh, you're calling. Well, I went and sat down. Upasni Maharaj got up to come to you. Then you called out Sai Baba. So he sat down and Sai Baba tried to go to your relief. Like that we were having a musical chair, you see. And nothing happened. So Baba says, stick to one. If you had shouted out to one, it would have been all right. Why do you want to call out all the names? There are 33 crores of names. You see, if you were to call out, you create a huge musical chairs, all of them would start coming. So that's how it is. No, but we are not satisfied. Our minds are such that it craves for more and more wants. Wants are there, wanting. Whether it be spiritual wants, material wants, wanting to destroy somebody, wanting to alleviate somebody, mind is like that. And a Baba would have comforted by saying, oh, but it's not your fault, it's the original want, you know. I wanted to know who I am, so the wants started. But what happened is, in the process of wanting to know who I am was forgotten. And I started asserting myself as Tom, Dick, Harry, Mary, Jane and Jones and all that. And all the wants continued. But the real answer was not found. So this wanting proliferates.